Good morning, everybody. This is John with Catholics for Rednecks. I want to apologize for the glare on my head. You may think it's glare from the sun, but actually I've been up on the mount with the Lord and it was His glory shining on me. I'm just kidding. Just real bad glare this morning here. I can't seem to get a good spot. So anyhow, I'm about to go to confession. I haven't been in a couple of months. Not really my fault because I work night shift. And it's really hard to go to confession because I work all night, get off at 6, confession's not till 11. And the last couple times I tried to go, I was even in line one time and my wife showed up at the end of the line, so I let her have my spot. So I missed out. But I know a lot of people, one of the things that non-Catholic people hate about the Catholic Church is going to confession. The other day, on my Facebook Catholic for Rednecks page, or it was on Instagram, I posted a little meme, M-E-E-M-E-M-E, thingy about confession. And some smart aleck guy on there says, confess your sins to Jesus, not to a priest. Well, I want to ask you something. Tell me where in the New Testament it says to pray about your sins or to ask Jesus to forgive you your sins in the New Testament. It's not in there. I remember one time we were working on a paper in Bible school and it was about forgiveness, and I remember trying to find a verse in the New Testament just outright explicitly said, pray to Jesus, He'll forgive you of your sins. And I remember getting a concordance out in the dictionary, Bible dictionary, and looked through all the scriptures I had highlighted and underlined in my Bible, and I couldn't find one. So finally I called a friend that was a pastor. I said, I'm doing this paper on forgiveness for school, and I can't, give me a scripture that says we can just ask God to forgive us of our sins. Just, you know, say, Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. And after about 20 minutes, he gave up too, because there's no scripture in the New Testament that says go to Jesus and pray and He will forgive you of your sins. It's just not there. The closest thing you can find to it is the Our Father, where that part in the Lord's Prayer where you say, forgive us for our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Some translations say, forgive us of our debts as we forgive those that are indebted to us. But the word is not sin. From what I understand, there's different levels. There's faults, transgressions, sins, trespasses, and abominations, all different levels. But a trespass in that scripture, from what I have studied, means that you kind of misstep, that you trespass, you stepped on someone somehow, not necessarily a grievous sin. So I remember I was talking to my son, and he's not converted yet, my oldest son, but we were talking about this, and he said, there's no place in the New Testament that tells you to confess your sins. Well, there is. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Okay, that word right there, the Apostle John said, if we confess our sins. That word confess means to say out loud. We don't have to talk out loud to God, but He used the word say out loud. If we say out loud, and the Scripture does not say to say out loud to God. As a matter of fact, the Apostle John wrote that scripture. And if you thumb back to your left to the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 23, after the resurrection, Jesus appears to the apostles in the upper room and gives them the authority to forgive sins. John 20:23. Even if you just look in the Old Testament, all through the Old Testament in the law, Israel was required, the people of Israel were required to come confess their sins to the high priest. And I believe there's one part where you would lay your hand on the lamb and confess your sins on the lamb, and then the high priest or the assistant would cut the lamb's throat and blood was shed. But you transferred your sins onto, you verbally did it. You confessed your sins. In Matthew chapter 3, I believe it's verse 6, it talks about John the Baptist was baptizing the River Jordan. And it says that the people came there confessing their sins and to be baptized with John the Baptist. So we have a model in the Old Testament of people going to a priest to confess their sins. we have right there in Gospels in Matthew, people coming to the apostle, to John the Baptist, confessing their sins. John 20:23, Jesus says that he gives the apostles permission, authority to forgive sins. And you keep going, there's places in, I believe, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where Paul says he has given us, the apostles, the ministry of reconciliation, or us, the church, the ministry of reconciliation. That's what confession is. It's the sacrament of reconciliation. I'm going in a few minutes. When I leave here, I'm driving down to the Cathedral of St. Paul, and I'm going to go in a confession booth, and I'm going to confess my sins to Christ with a priest there instead of Christ. I don't mean in place of Christ, but he's going to be there representing Christ, and I will confess all my sins that I can think of, and when I get through, he will absolve me of my sins, and I will hear with my ears that I'm forgiven and blessed, and I will feel the difference. I always do. I never did back when I was Baptist, Pentecostal, Presbyterian. I would sin, and I would simply say, Lord, I'm sorry. I just lusted. I just cussed. I just, whatever. And I never did feel any different, just to be honest with you. I didn't feel anything. And I know the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight, but sometimes you need to see some stuff and feel some stuff. Okay, look at some more scriptures. You know, have you ever looked at this one? In it's the one, I think it's in James 5:14, talks about confessing your faults one to another, or confessing your sins one to another. And then, have you ever heard this one? Is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let the elders of the church pray over them, anointing them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Listen to this. And if he has committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. Right there in the New Testament. I'm not sure where that is. It's either in 1 Peter or James. Or just start studying this stuff and writing it down. I have some notes. But right there, the Bible says in the New Testament, is there any sick among you? And I have read that word sick means in anguish, depression, feeling bad. Is there anyone in anguish or grief among you? Let him call the elders of the church, that's a priest. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save or restore the sick, the anguished, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. Look that up, my Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran friends. Right there, the New Testament says that a priest can pray over you, and if you have sins, they'll be forgiven. 1 John 1:9, if he confesses his sin. Matthew 3:6, they went to John the Baptist, confessing their sins to be baptized. James, I think it's 5:14, confess your faults one to another. But the Bible principle, the New Testament model, Old Testament model, is for you to go to a priest and confess your sins. And through that priest, through what Christ did on the cross, God will forgive you of your sins. So that is the sacrament of reconciliation. It is in the New Testament. And there's some more places too I won't get into right now. But the thought of confessing your sins to a priest, to a minister, a man of God, and being forgiven is in the New Testament. It's in the King James Bible. It's in the Protestant Bible, okay? You can't deny it. It's there. You can fight about it, get mad, let your ears turn red, stammer, get mad at me, drop me some hate mail. It don't matter what you do. Confessing your sins and getting forgiven, confessing to a priest, to a man, is New Testament teaching. Talk to you next time.